Message number 347. Why do you reject my warnings to prepare for my second coming? Tuesday, February 21, 2012 at 07:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, how you suffer in my name and that of my beloved father. You must be strong, as these messages will provoke outrage in some quarters, although they will inspire and give strength to other souls. My holy word was rejected by learned men during my time on earth. I was dismissed as a fraud by the priests and those who claimed to be holy men. Those of you who say that the treatment meted out to me was barbaric would be right. That people who lived in those days were uneducated, coarse, and wicked. That they were cruel in their treatment of me, their beloved Savior. Some may say that they were ignorant and knew nothing of Holy Scriptures. But this is not true, because those living in the world today, although they are more educated and knowledgeable, are no different. Those whom you would expect fully versed in the Holy Bible to be alert to the teachings therein are blind to the truth. For all their understanding of my Father's holy book, they have failed to prepare for the time when I will come again. When did they think they would be accorded this time? The time is drawing very close to my second coming on earth. Yet mankind has not prepared itself for my arrival. Even my sacred servants do not preach of the importance of this most glorious event. Why is this? Have you learned nothing? What is it that I have to do? When did you think I might come, and why do you think that the time is not near? What is it that blinds you and blocks your ears to the sound of my voice? Drop your cloak of gold, silver, and riches, and accept that you are nothing without me. Without my graces, you cannot prepare your souls for my glorious return. My beloved Father always sends prophets to prepare his children. He has been doing this since time began. Why then do you reject my warnings to prepare for my second coming? I beg you to listen to me. I cannot command you to listen, for you have been given the gift of free will. I can never force you or give you the command to take action. For this is impossible. My Father will never interfere with your free will. But he will never hesitate to warn you, guide you, and flood your souls with graces to make you strong. For those with open hearts, he will give them the gift of the Holy Spirit. Those guilty of pride, religious snobbery, and arrogance will find it impossible to open their hearts, because they lack the most important quality of all, humility. Without humility and generosity of heart, you cannot come close to my sacred heart. Come to me, children. Let me take you into my flock, so like a good shepherd I can lead you to safety. Your Jesus, Redeemer of mankind.